Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Coach. We are in the thick of the playoff run.
That's right.
High school football.
The Big Reds.
The Big Reds still are rolling, baby.
Running and still climbing the national charts.
Okay.
They up to number 16 this week.
Number 16.
And the top 25 in the country. So the only way you can make your case right now, you still got to be playing.
Got to be playing. If you're not playing, you can't climb.
You can't climb no national pole if you're not playing.
Yeah. Yep. So this thing shake out. They might wind up in the top 10, man.
Yeah.
Little bitty town in Muskegon. All right. Producing football players that are nationally recognized. That's an awesome feat. We know you get nothing for it. We all understand that, right?
That's right.
And but yet, at some point in time in your life and your career, you can tell your kids, your grandkids that, hey, the football team I played on was top 10 in the whole United States.
I would say this. Like, when you get P.J. Fleck to come in and watch one of your games and they rank top 5 in the country.
Oh, yeah.
And he only been in Minnesota for how long?
Two years.
That he didn't recruit that. Did he walk into that or did he just – is he good at changing mindsets that good?
The guy is really a motivator, okay? And he does a lot of motivational speaking. And he just really know how to get the kids, man, and get the best out of them. I don't think there's a bunch of 5-star, 4-star athletes on that football team. I really don't. But that's what he had brought to Western. And trust me, if this run continues.
Oh, he's going to be picking some kids from us.
Okay. He may be, but it won't be at Minnesota. All right. You know, in the Big Ten, let's look at this thing in the real light.
I want him at Michigan State. I'm saying it right now. I like him at Michigan State.
That was discussed over the weekend. Would he switch, allegiance inside the conference versus going to one of the other schools? Because we know Florida State job is open, right?
He'd be great for that.
Arkansas job just opened up.
SEC.
Like we were talking off air about the advantage that these schools in the warmer climates have, I believe, over the northern schools.
You get the Florida boys, the ones that run in the 4.3s, possibly 4.27s.
Okay.
So you get those kids in bundles.
Play year-round. Okay. So he just signed an extension with Minnesota. But I just believe the guy has bigger aspirations. And I don't know if the pro football is a part of that or not. But he is making a name for himself. He took care of Penn State.
Yes, he did.
And, that's something that they've not done at Minnesota in years. They're still undefeated. So we'll wait. We'll see what happens. There's two or three more games to go in the Big Ten, and we'll see what happens with that. And, speaking of the Big Ten, Michigan State. I don't know what's going on over there, man. The wheels are coming off.
Man.
And it's not good. We know you're not going to have a stellar year every year. We understand that as coaches. And
but not this bad. This is a four-game skid.
In the way that you're losing.
I'm going to tell you, two games, if we would have won them, we'd be all right. Arizona and that last game we just lost.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting a good 6-3.
You bowl eligible.
Yep, 6-3, bowl eligible, not looking bad going to the Michigan game. I can deal with 6-3.
Yeah. Michigan game is going to be key to the success going forward.
Of the whole program.
Of the whole program. All right. Just like that kid they was watching the LSU-Alabama game. No, was it LSU? What game was that?
Yeah, that was LSU and Alabama. They played this weekend.
Yeah. But it seemed like there was a game that was a major blowout. And one of the recruits basically, Maryland. That's where he was from.
He changed his mind.
It was Maryland, Ohio State. And it was like at the end of the game, he said, man, I can't go to Maryland.
He was on a visit, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There was a lot of kids that was on a visit. And basically decommitted. Said, I can't buy into this, man. So those kind of things happen, man, when kids go to a football game and they watch the performance of the team that they're contemplating going to. And it's like, a lot of these kids like Big Reds, I mean, they know, they win, right? You play 3 years of varsity football, and you might lose two games.
You like, hold on. I'm coming in. I'm going to get blasted 0-9. I'm going to be 0-10. Till I'm a junior, I might win one.
No. So, yeah, those things happen. And like I said, that's why the Michigan-Michigan State game will be pivotal, and we'll see what happens, man.
Gosh, bro. So yep. I know we was on college for a minute, but who's left in our area from the Muskegon area?
3M's.
Okay,
the 3M's. That's Muskegon, a Mona. It is, Mona and Montague.
It's all right.
Okay.
So all, can you think all of them can run the table and get down to the Thanksgiving football times?
Yeah, yeah. Looking at Mona's path, you know, it's ironic that when Muskegon was in two, that was the toughest division of all of them, right? They were running it in two.
Yep.
They come to three.
We were struggling. Yep, we were struggling with that division. That was tough.
It was a tough division.
But now they
done come
to
three. Now three is the toughest division. Three is the toughest division.
So
you got
telling, it's following us everywhere we go.
Seems like it. Seems like it, man.
Where Muskegon go, they deep. That's what I was saying.
Look at the teams left in Division Two are undefeated. You look at the teams in three that are undefeated, and it's like five of the teams that are left are undefeated. Okay, so it is clearly the Division Three is the toughest road to Ford Field. Not Division One, not Division Two. It is Division Three. In my opinion, the only team in Division Two that can beat Mona is King. But we got to play Edwardsburg. Potentially, if we get past
River Rouge, you know,
River Rouge, and
Orchard Lake St. Mary's
play this weekend.
Them real programs.
Yeah, yeah, they're real programs, man. So those
all
are tough teams.
All them you name, they're real programs.
Yeah.
Even y'all opponent Saturday, East Grand Rapids.
Oh, man, they're formidable opponent, man.
No,
you can't look past them.
You can't look at seven and beating them seven times.
No.
I mean,
no.
Going 6-1 against them.
Right.
So you can't look at that because a lot of they like, look, that's hard to beat somebody that many times in a row.
A good team.
That means
you can beat a Fruitport, a Union.
Six times in a row.
No problem. Hands down.
Now you're talking about a money school.
You're talking about a school that has tradition.
When I sent my brother to my cousin, like it's a Grady on the team right now. That's y'all got to go against.
Okay. I didn't know it was another Grady out there, man.
I think it's a running back.
Okay.
I saw Jeff Taylor the other day. I mean, Odell. He coached with the football staff. He like, Josh, you know it's another Grady out there. I said, no, it's not.
Ah, okay. I'm going to have to look at that schedule, man. See.
He said, it's another Grady on the East Grand Rapids team.
Okay.
I saw the other day. I was like. So you got to think how he thinking. He like, man, I got to go against my family. Been have to go against them forever. And this 6 years in, somebody even graduated from college and lost to Muskegon.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt, man. And, you know, and it's just that they just raise their level of play a notch, man. If they have, if for someone for certain reason, because it can happen, you can get beat. We got to have a bad day.
I'm going to take a quote from one of the kids. I saw him in school the other day. And somebody laughed when he made this quote. He said, yeah, man, we play 12 quarter games. Tyrese Oak said that.
Oh, Tyrese, that's my boy there, man.
Some people laughed at it like 12 quarters. I was like, no, what he mean is multiply each quarter by three with the social, the emotional, and the physicality that Muskegon bring each quarter.
Gotcha.
It's like playing three quarters in one.
Okay.
The offense is going to come at you full charge. The defense is going to come at you full charge. So you pick your poison on what you want on the field against you.
Right.
So when he said 12 quarters, and I recently formed a student of mine, I knew it. I was like, ooh, that boy know how to metaphors.
That was cool, man.
He said, we play 12 quarter games.
Okay.
Like, that's funny. No. If you ever been at somebody that's better than you, and you're like, man, I don't know how to. It's like it's 50. You know, how many people you got to have on the field? 11.
That's it.
So imagine, he's saying basically it's like having 33 people on the field against your 11 when you go against Muskegon. That's how they practice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they have to shut practice down sometimes because the kids are so competitive, all right? With practice, it's scout team, and, you know, they're trying to really grasp the concept of the other team to the point where they really get mentally into it, and it's just not a walkthrough. These guys are really out there battling, and they have to shut the practice down, man, because these kids are so mentally into it. But think about it, man. You're on a team that you've been to the finals. You've been through those wars for the last three or four years, man. You understand what it takes.
You don't watch somebody else make it to turkey. I call it turkey time.
Turkey time.
When they make it to turkey time, you like, your mama done throw you down. You done seen big cuz. You done seen big brother.
Right.
You done seen your homeboy that live on your block make it to the turkey time. You like, well, after I eat Thanksgiving dinner, we got to go to Detroit.
That's it.
That's the expectation.
That's how we live.
I told everybody, I need to get a brand, Tony. I don't know if we can go to the cast iron place or something and get a brand where you could brand a turkey with Muskegon M.
Right. We talked about that.
You got to get that. Got to get it. Go find that somewhere.
Oh, I got a guy that can make it.
Yeah, you got to get that, man.
I got a guy that can make it.
We got to have turkey at the office or something. You just,
yeah.
I see a picture of Muskegon M on that turkey because that's how we got to call it, because that's how everybody know. He like, that's I'm it, a school man. Kid. You going down to the game. Got me an outfit. Kids talking like, I got me an outfit to go see Muskegon. They just expect Muskegon to get the turkey
to be
time.
There, man. They really do.
That's a community initiative.
And, you know, and when you have an expectation of that, that raises the level of commitment. Kids are saying, man, we got a lot of work to do yet. We got 3 more weeks of football.
They like, no.
We ain't practicing. We ain't ready to put up our stuff.
Yeah.
It's not ready. We're not ready. So that's what's so intriguing about their football games is that every week we know the team on the other side, that's they won't, you know, like Cedar Springs, right? Same thing. Last
they deserve,
3 years.
They deserve something.
Last 3 years, they've been there, man.
Yeah.
Undefeated. They came out the box. They was jacked. They had a good run.
Good game plan. Good warm-up. They look great. They look like they ready. And then they got to play 12 quarters now.
And once our kids settled in, right, it was over.
Somebody asked me to score this morning. I was like, it was 28 to 10. They're like, no, Thompson was 40-something. I said, well, it was 28 to 10 when they ran out of gas.
Right.
Because the other quarters kicked in.
Yeah, it's right. You're right. Absolutely.
They're like, well, they say, you know, every time we ask you to score, you give us a score at a certain point. I said, I give you the score when Muskegon momentum takes off.
That's it.
That's what it seemed like a regular game. It seemed like it was Muskegon 8, 28. Muskegon 28 and them 10. It's like, that's when they ran out of gas. So
yep.
Like when after they got their 10, they was like, we done played the whole game. We don't got no vote.
Right. And they can normally beat a team, you know, with wing T. Yeah. Because I mean, you know, it was two possessions, man, in the first quarter. That was it. Two possessions. They killed they just milked the clock. Every play, they're in no hurry. Okay. And that's the problem with a wing T. Once you get behind, you can't catch up because you're not used to throwing the football. And it was, you know, that's the first team that scored on us first all year, right? We scored, and then they had a wonderful, great kick return. They got to our 10.
Wow.
10. And they never got into the end zone. They had to settle for a field goal. So after the first drive, technically, after the first drive, that was it. They shut them down. They got 3 points off of that long kick return. So by that time, they had figured it out. Kids was back in their mode. They was a little, you know, excited. But whoever we play, man, they just got to get ready for a group of kids that just know how to win. And that's what they did on Saturday. I don't even know what the final score was, 49-10?
Yep, 42, yeah. 48, something. But
running clock. It was another running clock.
Yep, so.
So, yeah, we're marching on, man.
We'll
see everybody on Saturday at Grand Haven. And our belief is this is, you know, we appreciate what they've done for us down there. But this is the last time we're going to Grand Haven. A playoff game.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. We're going to be at Hackney Stadium next year with field turf.
That's what I'm talking about. Tony speaking this accent. Right. Y'all heard it here now.
It's
he said,
we're
going to be at Hackney Stadium with field turf.
All right.
He's saying it right now, audience. Okay. So, man, that'll look beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that right now.
We're going to get it.
Yeah, we're going to get it. Because they've been making it happen for the community and the dollars that the athletic fund raises.
Yeah.
The athletic department raises for the sports is ridiculous. From concessions to games is a lot of
fans
money.
Fans are so committed to this program. Kids are committed to it.
They follow them kids anywhere.
Yeah, man. We travel. We travel better than any team in the state of Michigan. Anywhere.
Yep. They follow it. They follow you to the ends of this earth. They will be there. So speaking of athletics and sports, I mean, we got this NBA. They talking about this load management.
Yeah, that's an issue that the NBA must deal with. Yeah,
they got to. I was just talking to Jalen Rose, one of my favorite players. Well, I said that, even though he's a University of Michigan player, but I like him as a person. And Jalen Rose said, when we was playing, it wasn't about no load management. It was like, I got to play Mike tonight in the regular season.
Right.
He said, I'm going to get at him. He said, we didn't miss games.
Mm-mm.
He said, we was always training, always figuring out how to get a shot at somebody and knock him off the mountain in the regular season.
In the regular season.
He said, when it came to playoff ball, the regular season was our tune-up to prove ourselves. He said, now it got to the point where guys is like, well, you going to measure me off rings? I only got paid 30 games.
Yeah. So basically what it is happening is it's going to hurt the brand. Example I like to give is kids that live in a city like Detroit, you're waiting for the game when the Clippers show up. And your dad's going to buy tickets, going to go parking, because you want to go see Kawhi Leonard.
He got his jersey on.
Yeah, you want to go see some of the players that, you know, you follow. You get to the game, and they're not even there. It's like, so you basically devalued the brand, so the guy that just bought these $150 tickets feel cheated, okay? He feel cheated because that's not what he paid for. He paid to see the best that L.A. had to offer against the Pistons or whatever. And ultimately, if the league don't get a handle on it, it's going to hurt the brand because people are going to stop buying tickets to go watch the backups play. I mean, that's why you have exhibition. Okay, but not regular season.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I said, Mike, Magic, Kareem, all these guys, man, played a lot of basketball, a lot of time. Detroit Pistons, when they had the bad boys, it wasn't about load management, man. It was about if you were hurt, that was different. But if you could play basketball, you were expected to play.
And that's why he earned. Giannis earned that MVP last year because he showed up. He was there.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. There's no load management. Yeah,
load management for what? And then the way LeBron do it, it's a lot different. He's like, he'll sit a court out. And so right. Like, look, let me get my rest. Y'all keep this lead. If y'all can't get it, I got to come back, man.
Yeah.
But he's going to show up for them fans. He know that because he got two kids.
That's how you do it.
Yep, I got two kids. So I'm going to show up because some fans might be there. They might get the picture of me. I can play two quarters, get about 20 points. I'm done for the night.
Right.
It's going to be a blowout. I'm straight.
Man, I went to see LeBron play last night. LeBron, I mean, I can talk about it. Yep. But if he doesn't play, then you don't have that conversation. Went to see the game, man, but LeBron didn't show up. He wasn't there. So now how excited are you the next time they show up to go spend that money? In the league, the league fined them $50,000. Come on, man. That's not even a parking ticket to these owners. So, yeah, man, they got to fix it. That's all I can say. They got to fix it or they will hurt the brand. The brand is at an all-time high, and you can't let these coaches and these owners, if you will be, destroy that.
Don't take the NBA back to where they had to bring the ABA in.
Okay.
Because they were struggling because everything was typecast and everything was controlled. So now it's looking like it's starting to get typecast like wrestling again.
Mm-hmm.
When the NBA got to the early 70s and the late 60s, they said it was in a terrible funk.
It was.
Before Magic and Larry Bird
saved the NBA. Because people stopped watching it.
It was scripted. It was criminalized.
Yep.
It was like, these guys are thugs. This is this and this and that. It's not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you walk in, these people with high character. They love their fans. They love their cities. They showed up and they showed out. Now we got disappearing acts.
Yeah.
Can't be following players. We got to get people that love the brand and love just the NBA for what it is.
No doubt.
I know it's a financial show. I wanted to get that off. Today we got open enrollment for health insurance. Man, that's money.
Which is a big event now.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Because a lot of folks have lost their insurance or the company that they work for have a very limited program. So the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, sir.
Or what some folks commonly refer to as Obamacare is what a lot of folks use along with the Medicare is also open enrollment for those that are of age of 65 years old.
Yep, I got some things. I had an article. It's talking about when the choices to come from Kiplinger's magazine, and it talks about the open enrollment, just like what it is, and just some breakdown, some barriers of just dealing with it. And I look at it like it's a Super Bowl time for health insurance.
Yes, it is. If you're getting robocalls now on your cell phone, 90% are from healthcare providers that are trying to get you or agents, if you will, third-party agents, to get you to sign up if you don't have the health insurance through your provider.
Yeah. So then don't you get penalized in your taxes for that too?
If you ooh, buddy, yes.
Like $2,000 or something you get hit for?
Man, it can be a lot more. I had a customer who had lost their job, took their 401k, rolled it over, signed up for the Affordable Care Act, took distributions out of their 401k.
Uh-oh.
And those distributions was considered as income. But when they first initially did their application, that money wasn't counted because they had never received it. But it received in a year that they were getting coverage, okay? So there's a table that they use to determine whatever your level of income is, you'll get X amount of dollars of subsidy from the government to help offset your premiums. Now, if you go over that, now you got to repay back the money to the government that they gave you because you basically exceeded the amount that you said you were going to receive in that year. So if you recently lost your job and you are, you know, using the Affordable Care Act as your supplement for health insurance, make sure you watch your income closely, because at the end of the year, you could get hit with a major tax bill, 20, 25, 30 grand.
Wow, but health insurance is so expensive. I wouldn't put that past nobody. I was looking at this
article. Yeah.
It said the projected total cost per employee, including family members on the plan, next year is $15,375.
For the year.
Yes, compared to $14,642 in 2019. So it's going up to $15,000. That's a price of a car. 2016, you get like a nice car.
Well, just do the math. If it's 12 months in a year, right?
Yeah.
And you're paying about 15 grand, so it's over $1,000 a month that you're paying in health insurance premium. And we haven't even talked about any co-pays, deductibles, things of that nature.
Yeah. I was always told, like, the way they break it down is for every employee, it's 1.75 times the salary you make that they got to pay for you.
Okay.
So if somebody make a salary of, say, $35,000, multiply that by 1.75, because they're going to have to pay that in extra for you to get insurance.
Right.
So it's like they paying you, then they paying you and an extra. So it's like they pay you $35,000, then they pay another $35,000 for your
benefits.
And your benefits. I was like, that's like having two people. They said, well, that's how it is.
That's how it is. That's why so many companies are doing away with it. That's why so many companies did away with pensions. Okay? It's just for the sheer cost. And I'm pretty sure, I have not read the contract that the UAW signed, but I'm pretty sure there were some items within that contract that tried to pass on additional cost of health insurance to the workers.
Yeah, they are. So here's some tidbits. It says more than half employers offer tools such as online calculators to help workers decide which plan to pick. And within the next 3 years, 75% of employers will make it a priority to provide such tools, because it's important, like you said. It's like you got to figure out what works best for you. Do you need to have an HMO? Do you have a PPO?
Right.
Do you need to have an FHA account? Do you need to have an HSA account? So a flex plan, or do you need to have something where you're going to get a tax benefit? You got a spending plan on the side? Or do you want to pay this lump coming out your check so you could be, your family could be 100% covered?
Mm-hmm.
It's like every year that situation changes. You get an accident. This happens. A sickness happens. Do you want a high deductible and you have that money there to pay when it's time for you to have something in need? It's a lot of situations.
Yeah, right? It's a lot of moving parts, man, when you're talking about health insurance, especially for people that are self-employed, for instance. Okay? Like, I'm self-employed, right? So I got to pay for my own insurance. So you got to know these kind of things, because if not, it could potentially be, you know, disastrous from an expense standpoint. So you got, like you said, you got to really look at whatever your copays are, your deductibles, and then what you're paying for your premiums. Because I, you know, 5 years ago when it first came out, I did apply for the Affordable Care Act, but then I couldn't anymore because you can only make a certain amount.
Income level, yeah.
Yeah, your income level take you out the box. So you have to go find your health insurance somewhere else through private insurers, and it's not cheap.
That's like a luxury vehicle. I already know. What I'm paying for my insurance, every paycheck, I can be driving something ridiculous. But
yeah,
I'd rather have health insurance.
I know that's right, man.
I'm telling everybody right now.
You know,
I'd rather be able to go on a doctor and say, oh, Chauncey, you don't got no bill.
Right.
Just come in and leave. I appreciate that coming out of my salary. I appreciate that. That's definitely worth it.
You know, and then I got to tell you this story. I was in Atlanta visiting my niece who had some medical issues. While I was there, I was talking to some of the nurses that was providing care. And a lot of them spoke with different accents, right? So, you know, they weren't from around here. And the one said that she had family members scattered throughout the world, Sweden, and, you know, some were still in Africa, Australia, Canada. And I start talking about health insurance. And she was saying, those countries that they live in, it's all paid for. Their health insurance is paid for. They don't have issues with health insurance in these other countries. We're the only ones that the population pays the kind of money that we are paying for health insurance.
Wow.
Yeah, even Canada. You know, even Canada has it. And they talk about, well, that's socialism and yada, yada, yada. You don't get the best care. But the fact remains that everybody, a lot of those people in those countries have health care, and it doesn't cost them the kind of money that we're talking about. But that's not, that's something that does not get discussed in Congress as far as, you know, making sure that Americans, regardless of your age, can always have health insurance. That's a big piece, man.
So it says, look, employers are further incorporating technology. This is, I was like, I couldn't do this one. And cutting costs with virtual health care services.
Mm-hmm.
Plans are providing remote care for everything from management of diabetes, high blood pressure, and other chronic conditions to problems such as arthritis and back pain. You may attend a physical therapy session through a video conference. For example, colds, flus, and dermatological issues such as acne or rash may be treated virtually to or at a typical rate of $10 to $40 per visit. So that basically, you're going to take me through a virtual portal.
Yes, sir.
Where I'm going to talk to a doctor about my diabetes.
Right.
He's not about arthritis.
Yeah, not in the same room, not in the same town, not in the same building, in a whole different part of the country.
For $10.
He's going to diagnose you based on the answers you give and then prescribe treatment.
But physically not even see me.
Nope. He'll see you through the, you know, just sort of like on your phone if you were to
Skype.
Video chat.
Yeah, I'm going to Skype my Skype. Doctor.
But it's all about cost, man.
So it's $10. He said, that's $10.
Yeah, versus $30 that you pay for an office visit.
How can he get your blood pressure? Are you going out?
Hey, man, they can put a cup on you.
The screen.
They put a cup on you, man, right there, and it'll read it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody strap up. They're going to have their chairs set up.
Yeah.
Everybody sit down. They're going to tell you how to put on your cup.
Yeah, you're right. You might have one at home. Like, put that on. You got that at home. Oh, let's read that. Put your arm up to the thing.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. They can do that.
Yep, yep. Here, take this little prick of blood, and we're going to test your blood, your glucose and your blood sugars, and see how that looks. So, heart rate.
Mass.
It's incredible, man.
That's different. I can't do that. I like.
Yeah. Well, you know, the prescriptions the same way when you, you know, thing that they're doing now is, and of course, Amazon is about to get into providing prescription delivery to your house.
Generic drugs.
Right.
That's a cheap price, and it's delivering for a cheap price.
Yeah, and it's all big, huge warehouse, right? And it basically
might be the wrong prescription.
The same.
Amazon.
Okay. It probably will, man. I mean, there's always a chance of error, even if you go to the pharmacist local. There's no guarantee, you know, but yeah.
I'm going to share something with you. Like, I ordered some shoes the other day, and I pushed the button like 3-4 times. So I'm thinking, like, that could happen with prescription drugs. Somebody
ain't no doubt.
And they'd be like, hold up, I got all these extra pills. Would they return them?
Well, they'll return them, but destroy them, of course. They would not resell them.
Yeah, but it's
or tell you to destroy
the wrong hands to get a hold of them, and they push the button wrong, and it's going through Amazon, and they click about 5 times. And they get 5 different prescriptions of the same thing. Oh, I can do this with them. You never know. So it's like, man, looking at that virtual stuff is something different.
No, but these companies, man, looking at bottom line.
Make that money.
And it's like, okay, that's for the masses. But, you know, me as the CEO of the company, I'm going to still be able to go see my doctor because it don't cost me anything. I got the best health care that money can buy.
So I want to finish up today just talking about how to get individual coverage, because I know we can extend this with picking your plan, but the Affordable Care Act plans in more states, they're offering them more and more often. Some insurers are offering those plans. But then say the premium for the high deductible plan is currently less than $1,000 a month, right?
Right.
So this is an example of a person. So David expects to pay at least $1,700 monthly for a similar plan for the exchange with a deductible of $7,000 or more and an out-of-pocket of nearly $14,000 for in-network costs. That's crazy. But then it says, but the new plan won't likely include vision and dental coverage.
Mm-mm.
But the current one does. So I'm going to pay an extra $14,000 and not be able to look in my eyes and clean my teeth?
Yeah, man. That's where healthcare is headed to in this country. Nope. Those are just mind-blowing numbers. Staggering.
And this was his excuse. He said, we don't use as much health care, and we haven't been able to build our HSA account over the years, so I just get this just to have.
Take the higher deductibles versus getting financially wiped out. You know, if an individual has to go in and heart surgery, you know, that could easily be $200,000-$250,000. All right?
Wow.
So they're just looking at this, well, you know, like pick your poison.
Yep.
I'll take the high deductible, pay them back.
Listen to this one. It says, now it talks about their income not qualifying for subsidiary lower premiums, right?
Yep.
So it says, to be eligible, your income cannot exceed 400% of the federal poverty level, which is $49,000 for an individual, $67,000 for a couple, and $103,000 for a family of four. If you can get a subsidy, a plan from the exchange is your best bet. You can select from your health care coverage and see all the options. You can also shop for policies at ehealthinsurance.com or find a broker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say short-term policies that don't need an ACA are becoming more prevalent, right?
Yep.
Some may last up to 12 months and be renewed up to 3 years, but premiums for an individual may run about $125 per month compared to an average of $448 for the ACA plan. That's the Affordable Care Act plans,
right,
with no subsidy, right?
Okay.
But short-term plans may exclude pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That means you had an injury before you got the insurance.
So it's not covered if you get medical treatment for it.
So if you get hurt, they ain't going to cover that.
Nope. And you know what else it's not covered is major medical. In other words, you have a major medical situation. Like I say, you got cancer, you got...
Look, this one even said preventive or maternal care.
Right. It's excluded. Oh, you can have it. They're not going to pay for it. You got to pay for that. Yep.
$100 a month, and I can't even have a baby. I can't afford it.
You can have it, but they get to send you the bill.
That's why people don't ask, why you don't have no kids? You can afford it. You got insurance to have a kid. You can have a kid because you got the insurance for it.
Yeah, right.
I might have to have a kid so I can go and get paid for it right quick.
Well, you know, deductions, that used to be a good deduction. I don't know now, man.
Might be too high.
Right, with the cost of health care.
I had to send him back to the store.
The stork. The stork, come back and get him.
If you're in good health, take a few prescriptions and are looking for emergency protection, and an Affordable Care Act or a short-term plan may make sense.
Yeah.
You heard that. If you're in good health, you can get the ACAs and the
preventable
plans. But then they gonna have a lot of screeners for you. Check your blood, check your this, do that. Make sure you have a physical every 6 months.
Yep.
All those things, you got to be able to have preventive care in place to make sure that you can get certain insurances. So when you're seeking individual coverage, you got to really go into the plan and income role and being in good shape.
Yeah.
That's the only way it's going to benefit you.
And you know, the other piece is there are a lot of jobs out here that people are working that don't provide health care. So they have to go to the Affordable Care Act. You know, like people that are working in a gas station.
Yeah.
They just get an hourly wage for the most part. There's no health insurance. There's really no benefits. So those people have to go to the exchange, the Affordable Care Act,
yes, sir,
in order to get their medical coverage, man. And there's a lot of people like that.
No. I didn't have scripture today. I was thinking about this. I wanted to say this. And just put a question on the audience, and I'm gonna come back to it and answer it next week. And I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna make you think and say, did Jesus have Mary's DNA? That's all I'm gonna leave it at that.
You'll leave it at that.
Yep. And I want somebody to research that for me. I know the answer, but I want you to be able to use
okay
to come at me if y'all see me in the community.
Repeat that question again. So for those that might not have caught it, let them get it again.
Because he was born by divine inspiration, right?
Right.
So Does Jesus have Mary's DNA? Let's think about how we came into this world. Think about how he came in this world.
Oh, yeah. Well, genetic marking, we all got DNA from our parents.
But they can't find him. They can't find a tomb. They don't know who's seen his face for real. So I just want to leave that on the audience.
Good one. Good
yep.
one.
I'm Chauncey.
And I'm Tony.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.